As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
She's going to have to tell her dad that she's not his kid.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
That's a pretty bold way to start the show today, huh?
Yeah, yes. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. All right, listen, if you have any drama or dilemmas or need advice, you can always go to theburtshow.com and hit us up with an email, producer at theburtshow. And that we've had so many conversations about DNA testing recently, have we not?
Yes.
I feel like it's so many people are using it that these are just more common. So I guarantee you're not alone. Mo's got the email.
I'm dealing with something really heavy and could use some help navigating this situation. A bit of background. I've always had a sneaking suspicion that the man who raised me, my dad, might not be my biological father. There were just little things growing up that made me wonder. Subtle differences in looks, interests, and mannerisms that didn't quite line up with genetics as I understood them. Recently, curiosity got the better of me and I decided to do an ancestry DNA test. Well, I got the DNA results and linked them to my family tree. I didn't match with any of my relatives on my dad's side that I know have taken the test. So, it turns out my suspicions were right. My dad is not my biological father. It feels strange even typing this out, but it's the reality I'm now facing. My mom passed away years ago and took whatever secrets she had to the grave.
Oh, now you gotta bear this burden by yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm still processing this information, and I'm not sure how to proceed. But I do know one thing I want to tell my dad. I want him to hear it from me before he were to ever hear it from anywhere else. Now, I'm not sure if he's even aware of this. He may know and has chosen not to tell me, or he may be completely oblivious. Either way, I feel like it's a conversation we need to have. I'm supposed to visit him over the weekend, and I want to bring this up. I guess what I'm asking is, how do I even begin to approach this? How do I bring up such a sensitive topic without causing too much hurt or shock? What if he did know and chose not to tell me? How do I handle that? And if he didn't know, how do I help him process this? I love my dad regardless of what my DNA says, and I don't want this revelation to strain our relationship. Any advice or experiences that you can share would be immensely helpful. Thanks in advance.
All right, so again, Burt Show fam, if you have been in a similar experience, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. I know it's almost impossible to get the phone lines going this early, but just in case the universe has somebody listening right now that is in a similar situation, you can definitely call in and offer advice. I just want to first say how proud I am of you that you've got this information and you so boldly want to tell your dad. Like, you are steadfast and this is something that a conversation that needs to be had, and I want to do this. I hate that your mom passed away years ago, so that's going to just leave more questions than answers for you. But it sounds like you and your dad have a wonderful relationship. And obviously now that you're an adult and you have this information, I know, even though Bert's not here today, he said before, even if he found out that, you know, he wasn't a father, it wouldn't make him love that child any less or be any less of a father moving forward. And I think that relationship has been established. So I know you can't help but wonder that, but I don't think that's going to be an issue here.
I think if this were me and I were in that position, I'd do a little more recon. So I would see who I did match with on Ancestry, because you can open that up and find your matches. see that side of, see if I could find a family or a side of a family I matched with, try and trace it back and see if I could figure out a connection with my mom. So is it some rando from high school, is whoever, or is it like a family friend, or is it complete stranger that maybe doesn't have connections with your family? And then maybe we're talking adoption. I'm just saying, like, I think going into it, I would might have a better idea of, did mom step out on dad? Was this before dad? Or was did dad know? And then I'd be able to sort of handle his reactions a little bit better.
I think tackling this on your own without mom being there is brave. And I really do think that at the end of the day, this is going to be awkward. It's going to be a conversation that there's no way around that. It's going to be awkward. But I think that that sentence of, I love my dad regardless of what my DNA says, so long as you go on with that mindset and kind of remind him of that and let making sure he understands that this is more of a situation of just really figuring out what's going on, but I love you and that doesn't change, I think he'll be fine in receiving whatever she needs to get off her chest.
I think it's a great idea to look into it as much as possible, just so you have as much information as possible going into the conversation. But it's also entirely possible that your dad does know about the situation. Mm-hmm. So just do all the research you can beforehand to prepare yourself for the best case scenario or the worst case scenario. And you know what? If your dad does end up knowing about this situation, he might have more answers for you that you couldn't get from like Ancestry.com.
Yeah, I don't know what to like say in a situation like this at the end.
Yeah, it's just it's one of those things where it's like you just have to have the conversation. It's probably going to be messy because if, for example, her mom did step out on her dad, that's going to be so painful having to not even get that closure since she's passed. So I think it's just going to be one of those conversations that's going to be messy almost no matter what.
It's like the listener we had not that long ago who found out her husband cheated on her after he passed away. Mm. Like that's a lot to process and deal with. I mean, it's hard enough to deal with infidelity, let alone infidelity of a person who's no longer here, and you can get zero answers from them.
The Burt Show.